Today, we're going to be tackling the topic dating after divorce in your 40s. And I'm really excited to be speaking to a leading relationship expert. Susan Winter is a love coach who has helped over 5,000 people find and keep love. With over 13 million views on YouTube and 20 years' experience, Susan is an internationally recognized thought leader in her field. She's also a best-selling author, Older Women, Younger Men, and Allowing Magnificence. Susan speaks and coaches on dating issues, relationship challenges, and personal empowerment. Susan has appeared on The Oprah Winfrey Show, The Today Show, and Good Morning America, just to name a few. She also has a podcast, The Susan Winter Show, which can be heard on iHeartRadio and iTunes. And if you'd like to learn more about Susan, you can do that on her website, www.susanwinter.net. When it comes to dating in your 40s after divorce, I guess one of the biggest things I would want, I think that a lot of people want to know is how has it changed? What are the biggest things that you would say are really different from maybe when we're in our 20s and we're dating?
Oh, well, one is the technology has changed everything. If you have been married for some 20 years, even 15 years, the way that people communicate nowadays is all online. And this is even if you're in the same city, not just for people over 40, but do you know that the majority of kids that are on college campuses all use online dating apps? Instead of meeting, and you've never been in a location where you're going to meet more people your age that are single ever in your life. So lots of ladies. Oh, so now let me just clarify. Your show is for the ladies, is that
It
correct? Or is
is,
it?
yes.
Okay. So lots of ladies are unaccustomed to one, dating in general. They haven't dated for 10, 15, 20 years. Two, the learning curve with the technology means that they are going to be giving an abbreviated version of themselves online. Great photos, minimal information, and it's a swipe and meet technology. You are going to have to become savvy very quickly on who's a fraud, who's too good to be true. Don't let people chat you up too long. Talk to your friends. I think the best advice I can give you is talk to your girlfriends that are online pros, that are real veterans, that have gone through the runaround, because there are a lot of guys that come and sniff and they don't go any further. They're just sniffing around. They start to chat with you. Girls get excited. They're like, but where did he go? They can see that he's still online. They don't know what's happened to him. So you've got the technology. One, you've got the fact you haven't dated. Now you've got the technology. Now another thing is, you've got guys that have baggage. Didn't have a lot of baggage in your 20s. Wasn't that heavy. It was a carry-on. Now probably he's going to have two to three kids and be complaining about his bitch wife that he divorced, that took his money or whatever. So you have to be very, very clear on who you are and what you want. And that's in your spoken statements, in your demeanor, especially online. So, ladies, if you want a relationship, you have to be very clear and not uncomfortable to state that up front. Doesn't mean, listen, it's his problem if he gets gun shy. If you want time to play and mess about a bit, don't say much. Don't clarify that point, but just make sure you know what you want.
And is it okay to say and to state that, yes, I want a relationship, but I also want to grow it organically, right? Because it's been my experience that you either find people who are really kind of wishy-washy or maybe not clear on what they want, or you can find the people who are like, just add water and suddenly you're a couple, right?
Well, you're right. You're right, Lisa, on all accounts. And I want to, Again, this goes back to do. Okay, let me. Number one, don't be afraid to state what you want. Okay,
Right.
and if the guy freaks out, explain to him. Doesn't mean it has to be you. I'm just telling you. I use very exact verbiage. I will say to a man, "Are you open to the possibility of a meaningful connection, like a
Right.
relationship with somebody?" Because,
Yeah.
and if he goes, "Well, I just want to have fun," that's a way to say, "You know what? I don't think we're of the same mind." I mean, there's no way you
Yeah.
can know if you want to be with me, and I'm not trying to tie somebody down on the first date, but just so you know, you're going to Des Moines, I'm going to Los Angeles. Okay, so it's
Right.
completely different.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should waste each other's time. You just
Right.
have to at least be open to the idea of a relationship. What happens in between, we don't know. And another thing that the ladies are going to find is that men have become far more skittish to get into anything with a label. We've hit
Right.
a time period
Yeah.
where, especially if they're coming out of a divorce, they've been burnt. But men in general, men in their 20s, men in their 40s, men in their 60s, I have women all the time who are going, "Okay, we're sexually exclusive, but I don't know what we've got. I met his family and he still calls me his special friend. I find it very insulting." I said, "Well, you've got to tell him." He's like, "I don't want to label it." That's just nonsense. He doesn't want the
Yeah.
emotional baggage. He doesn't want to be told what socks to wear, or that he's got to go to Costco, or that he has to go to your sister's engagement party when he doesn't want to. So
Right.
he's just trying to get out of that. So men, you will find they also don't pursue. And if you're coming
Yeah.
from a traditional background, it will be palatable. The difference, the palpable, I mean, the difference that men no longer pursue women. They've
Right.
just gotten lazy, and women are doing all the chasing.
Well, and that's definitely something that's definitely palpable out there is that men are, that's probably the biggest area I've seen that it has changed. And what my girlfriends have noticed as well is that there seems to be a very laid back, well, you begin to wonder, okay, am I the flavor of the week? Are there five others that,
There are.
is that the reason
There
why
are.
they can't be bothered to be pursuing? But it's definitely they're not taking on that traditional role like they used to. So how do you navigate that?
Well, it's not been easy. I'm not sure anybody has a remedy for that.
Okay.
This is why it's even more important for us to be very, very clear. And I don't like asking men a lot of questions. I like telling them what I want. And then if they're still hanging on, okay, they're with me. But I would rather get rid of a guy by the second or third date than wait a year and a half and realize he doesn't want to do commitment and I'm in a loop with four other girls auditioning for the role. No, no, no,
Yes,
no, no. That's
exactly.
not, you're not going to lease this. This is just like
Yes.
you get a little bit of time to drive it around the block. Then you've got to make a decision. That's it. So, ladies, don't be afraid to do that. Also, know that it's not what you remember in the old days. It isn't them pursuing you, pursuing you, pursuing you. There will be some fellows who are still romantics, no matter what happened in their first marriage or second marriage. They still believe in partnership. They still want to be the man. They still want to be proactive. But I'm trying really hard to educate men, but I've got a lot of forces on the opposite side that are teaching them, male coaches teaching them to force women into the sex arena to compete with each other for the maybe, maybe, maybe title of girlfriend. Maybe. We don't even know that that job offering is open.
I actually wasn't aware of that.
Well,
Oh,
you
so that's what's
just
going on.
Google. Yeah. I mean, there are all sorts of boot camps. There are all sorts of coaches that teach this. There are coaches who teach their male coaches who have entire weekends of 1,000 guys, and they're teaching them to make the woman make the first move and to train her that you only pay attention to her when she's going to come over and have sex. And other than that, you won't talk to her, you don't call her, you don't text her, you don't respond to her. You will basically say, "You free Saturday, come over." And if she doesn't say yes, then you just drop her. So women have learned that sex is the price, it's the chip to get into the game. So this is not sexual freedom. This is not female emancipation. We're way back. We're like pre-1940s now. So,
Yeah,
yep.
this is objectification to a
Yes.
nth degree.
Yeah. So this is why I don't want women to be weak and like, well, so what do you want? No, I want you to say, I'm looking for this, this, and this. I'd
Yeah,
love
so
that if you're looking
really,
for that too, but if you don't have to be, but just so you know where I'm coming from.
yeah, so it's great to be able to state what your boundaries are, state what your preferences are early on in the game and often. Makes sense?
That is my philosophy as a coach, as a woman, that has been my safety net. Because my feeling is, I hear far too many coaches, and the gals will say to you, and I married him, but they're mysterious, like, okay, I'm not going to tell him what I want, just be fun and be smiling at everything he says and be flirtatious. And I'm like, you maybe could have done that in the late 1990s. You can't do that now. Men will just get away with murder, and you kind of have to see. I prefer that you fall off the truck the first, second, or third date instead of whip me around emotionally. At least I've told you my expectations. So now I can, and now I have the right to have a conversation if it's not matching that.
So you're weeding them out early on.
I prefer to do that, especially because we're older. We don't take nonsense anymore. We didn't know what nonsense was in our 20s. Now we know, and we're impatient. And the closer you get to perimenopause, the more impatient you're going to be.
Yeah, that's true. And so the same thing too. So basically what you're trying to do is weed them out early on and basically before you even have any semblance of feelings whatsoever, you want to make sure that you're on the same page.
Exactly. They at least have to be open to the idea. And if they look scared, say, look, I'm not trying to trap you. I'm not a crazy girl. I'm not going to slash your tires. I'm not going to chase you around Facebook and all social media and stalk you. I'm just telling you where I'm at.
For sure. So, when it comes to online dating, when would you say would be the right time after someone's going through a divorce or separation? When would be the right time for them to get back into the dating game, considering some of these complexities that we just talked
Yeah.
about?
When they're not feeling vulnerable.
Ah,
I
yeah, that's key.
remember having ended a relationship, and a beautiful, gorgeous, delicious younger man was spending a lot of time with me, and he was the trifecta. I mean, he was intelligent, his mind was beautiful, he loved my work, he was in my gym, he was ambitious. Oh my God, it was like, but I knew, Lisa, that I was vulnerable. And I knew I had that feeling of desperation where he was just a little too important. I did not allow myself to go there. I mean, it was excruciating, the sexual tension between us, but I just felt like I'd be roadkill and I didn't want to do it. So you must measure for your own good. You're probably not going to listen to this. You're probably going to leap right away. But theoretically, it is advisable for you to enter the dating market again when you feel that you have some stability and the ability to be resilient.
So do you think it is possible to still date someone? Because I know there are going to be people out there who think, yes, I'm going through the ups and downs of the divorce and I'm still dealing with that, but I really want to meet that person and I still want to start dating. What would you say to that person?
You have, yes, that's fine. But you're going to have a lot better case of finding a committed partner if you're through your divorce. I mean, if you're living separately, the papers are signed, you might meet somebody and that helps you to leave, but they're probably going to be a band-aid relationship or a rebound relationship. I just really think that you need to take time, ideally take time to settle get your new identity in order because you're not going to be who you were before.
That's true.
You're a different woman now. You've had this divorce, this separation, or the 20 years of not being with the person that you want to be with. However, you were single, who knows? It's to your benefit to come in very clear and as stable as possible, knowing what you want.
Yeah. That's really good advice. And you're just going to feel more emotionally stable, and instead of feeling these mixed emotions that you're already going through with your divorce and then bringing that into the dating world, it would be difficult to compartmentalize too, wouldn't it?
It is, and you might be transferring things onto your new partner that are fears and issues from the past.
Yeah.
I mean, in reality, we can give the best possible advice, but people are going to do what they're going to do.
Right.
So part of the training that has to be done is, okay, if you choose to jump the gun and you're not stable and you're vulnerable and you're not signed off on the paperwork and you still are wounded and you get there, what's the best advice? What are the best practices? And that is to try to do not go mute. As a woman, don't go mute. Try to, from the very beginning, articulate concisely what you're feeling and communicate with that partner. Remember, so many times in new relationships, our number one default is that we edit. We edit because we're watching. Do they want us? Am I safe? Are we a couple? We're not a couple. I don't know where we are. I don't want to push. I don't want to look too eager, but I don't want to push them away. And both people are doing this. There's a very weird dance where you get close and then one or the other freaks out and pulls away with the new relationship jitters. The other one reacts to the reactivity. Then they both start distancing. And the last thing anybody wants to do is open up and talk like you're a 4-year-old. You know, I like you. I like being with you. I don't know what's going on here. I don't want to run away from you. I don't want to edit myself. I don't want to feel insecure. I don't want to feel like I'm walking on eggshells. I need you to know I like you. Do with that as you may. I mean, sometimes you have to speak. Oh, and by the way, when you speak to a man, use little words, little tiny phrases, sound bites. Men freak when you go on into the florid nature of what it is and the comparisons and going sideways and talking about your girlfriend and the dog and the sky. They just want to know, what do you want me to do? Like, what's wrong? What can I do about it? That's all.
Right. Because they still really like that black and white thinking, right?
Whereas yes, and it doesn't offend them.
Yeah.
What would offend us doesn't offend men. Men are used to telling other people what to do. Go get that. I mean, we find it offensive, but that's how they talk. They're very goal-oriented. So if you can get any conversation you have to say to a man down to maybe 3 sentences and then stop talking, chances are you're going to communicate exactly what you wanted to communicate effectively and clearly.
Right. Absolutely. That's very, really good point. So you were saying editing, be very clear on what it is that you want essentially. And so not to focus on him so much and what his needs are, but really be clear on what you want and express that.
Yeah, because see, we get so involved with what does he want? We're women, we're nurturers. You've got kids. I mean, you don't leave the kids on the park bench and go, hey, you know, you can take care of yourself, right? Like you'll find something to eat, whatever. I'm not feeling this. So I'm going to take off. But so we're inherently taking care of people. So in this time period, when you now know yourself, you're over 40, you've been around the block, you probably have children, they have children. This is a no-nonsense, very adult conversation that has to be had. And you want to be able to articulate yourself when you become physical. What you like, what you don't like, what's okay, what isn't okay. Believe me, there are a lot of things on the menu you may not want to do these days.
Really? That's something else we got to think about.
Well, just know what you like and what you don't like. And please don't ever be so of the mindset I have to keep him, so
Right.
I need to do what he wants me to do.
Right,
Try to
absolutely.
Men tend to marry and partner with, not the women that are pushovers. They
Right.
tend to marry and really enjoy women that have a mind and challenge them,
Right.
that are full and complete identities. Men, real men, find that very sexy. We
Absolutely, I agree.
weaker men who question their dominion and are oftentimes posturing as an alpha will have to get a woman that is submissive and quiet to make them feel like a man. But a real guy can handle a real woman. So try to start by being the kind of woman that you are, the right kind of woman to call in the right kind of man.
Right, that's what you have to focus on first and foremost, and then date and find that real man who does appreciate your mind, who does appreciate a challenge.
Yep.
That's awesome. So let's just say that you have met a guy now and you're starting to date. You know that you're interested in each other. How do you set the pacing at that point?
Oh, that's really important. Men will probably generally try and push you to go to bed sooner than you're ready. And remember, if he's a really good guy, he'll wait. And I would rather you wait until you're comfortable. Try not to make it out of desperation or fear of losing him, because the time you have the most power is before that happens. And the longer you take to let him know who you are, the better it's going to be for you. It's a really old saying, but it still holds true in a very modern time period. Men are more incentivized to be paying attention pre-sex than after sex.
It's still true. And so how would you, so you're setting that pace, and then what about just even the getting to know each other pace, right? Because you want to get to know this guy that you're interested in. You want to get to know him. You want to get to know him to get to know you. But we do live in a time that's really busy. So you have a career, or you have two careers, and you have kids, and you have all these competing priorities. So how do you integrate that person into being a priority in your life slowly but surely and confidently? I don't know if that makes sense, but I'll throw that over to you.
Well, it does, but if you're incentivized to have a partner and you like this person, you are going to make time. You will. And the same will be true with him. He will also make time. And if you have two family, you're just going to have to negotiate. Oh gosh, I want to see you so badly. I can't do Thursday. Can you do Tuesday morning? Can we take an hour there? How about next weekend? 2 weekends from now, can we take a break and go away together? You think you can do that? I don't have my kids. Do you have your kids? Can we get on the same schedule? So try and sort it out. But first of all, let them know how much you want to see them. Men are very focused on being a guy that needs, men need to feel okay about themselves. So men will always enjoy knowing that you appreciate them, and it will keep them incentivized. I can't tell you how many guys have developed feelings for a woman simply because she developed feelings for them. It's crazy. Yeah. And these were not, and I more and more they said, she wasn't my first choice. This is not a woman I would have been typically attracted to, but she was so sweet and so nice. And she was always so friendly. And I knew she liked me. And I don't know, something about her. We like to be liked as human animals. And men especially like being appreciated. So if you are having challenges as far as scheduling, career and family and children and everything else, and trying to integrate somebody into your life, at least let them know how much you truly want to be with them and that they are a priority, because that should keep them incentivized.
So what I'm hearing you say then is that when it comes to scheduling, some of the key things to remember is that you need to communicate That's
Yes.
huge, right? Then
Yes.
the next thing is you also need to be vulnerable. And then you also need to have the strength to assert what your needs are and what your wants are.
Vehemently dislike the word vulnerable.
Okay.
I prefer proactive. Women have been vulnerable for centuries.
Yeah.
So I just can't endorse that. I suggest that you be forthcoming,
Okay.
proactive, and honest.
Okay, so
Direct.
direct, yes. So no walls up, though.
No. Because, I mean, listen, everybody's got some guard, but in merging with a human being and getting to know each other, our goal is to let the walls down enough for them to see us. Remember, it's the emotional connection, the showing up is the Velcro that catches that partner. With everybody having their guard up, there's no way that you're going to activate the male heart. It doesn't happen.
Exactly,
The
exactly.
male heart opens just like any heart opens when you see this beautiful unguarded coming toward you. Now,
Right.
when you learn to do that in a very dignified, self-possessed manner, then you've hit the sweet spot. It
Right.
is when you learn that love is something you choose to give, it isn't just like something crazy that fell out of you. When you actually learn that even if it was a breath of a moment, you agreed to it, just a breath of a second, you let go. Then you're there. Just own it. Own it and understand that this is your love that you're feeling. And so that this is where this comes from. When you understand that they're not the master of your love, you're the master of your love, then you can much more easily shine your affection, your appreciation, and your desire, your interest on a man and let him know that you want to be with him and you like him. And it doesn't rob you of anything. It doesn't take away your power. As a matter of fact, that's where your
Absolutely.
power lies. That's the
Yes,
funny thing about
absolutely.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And it's been my observation that is the key that has been, I don't want to say lost, but I'm going to use it right now.
You're not wrong. It has
Yeah.
been lost. When we sped up sexuality, not us necessarily, but the millennials, when the millennials separated sex from any form of relationship
Yeah.
and made it an activity that you do before or after coffee or when you have a spare hour and it's got that kind of lack of meaning,
Right.
that's when people started to close their heart. That's when people started to guard themselves. They were having the most intimate act in the world and trying to make it like it's nothing. And
Right.
young girls have spent the last decade trying to root out these nasty, pesky little things that they call feelings because they can't survive the whiplash of this ongoing hookup culture. Now we
Right.
hear that there's kind of a reverse where millennials are having less sex than anybody else because I think they're just burnt out and they're tired of being hurt, you know, because
Right.
you can't make it. Yes, it's a physical act, and I understand men can easily separate the physical act from the emotional act. But you're getting older. You're over 40. He's
Yep.
over 40. Believe it
Yep.
or not, it's going to get progressively harder for him to separate the emotion from the act. As he's maturing, remember, men's testosterone goes down and their estrogen levels go up.
Right.
He's going to be like a 60-year-old guy is more like a 30-year-old woman. He's going to be, I mean, I'll never forget guys over 50. They're crying and they're emotional. I'm like, what happened to you? But their hormones have changed and now they're a little bit more female friendly. And now we're a point that
Right.
we're like, ah,
Yeah.
quit being so sentimental. I find this
Yeah.
obnoxious. So we
Role
switch
reversal.
roles, you
Yeah.
know? Isn't that funny?
That is funny. But yeah, fascinating. That's really interesting. So let's go down that road just a little bit more here and explore. So, you're saying that men do appreciate when women are forthcoming, they don't have those walls up, they're opening up a little bit. So really we are it's best if we take the lead in that area without, but yet finding balance, right? Without being too much.
Lisa, absolutely. I mean, you don't want to look like you're selling a service and you're trying to win his
Right.
approval. But every man just wants to look into the eyes of his partner and know that he's okay.
Yeah.
You're a good boy. You're okay. That's it. I approve of you. You're okay.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
mean, we as women have no idea what it is to be a man, where we have to assess every man in our line of sight as to who's alpha. This is not part of our DNA. Even male dogs. You see, the male dogs that aren't fixed are always fighting with each other because there's got to be a leader of the pack. And every guy, no matter how modern or evolved he is, instinctively knows where he stands next to another guy. And
Right.
whether you want that measuring stick to be finance, or you want it to be brute strength, or you want it to be all of the above, there's an assessment thing going on. And every day, a guy's got to figure out, are you pissing on my bush or am I pissing on yours? So it's imagine the relief when he comes back to a woman that thinks he's okay. I mean, that's what every man I think secretly wants.
And I
I
think,
what humans want, right?
yeah, and I think that's one, if we can take home one point from all this, so many things have changed, but definitely one thing remains the same, that if we can really, as women, exert that side of ourself, that loving side of ourself, bring down those walls and communicate that effectively with our person that we're dating now, then that is one key element that we can use that has not changed and that can lead to success.
Lisa, absolutely correct. You know, I've been doing a number of presentations, speaking gigs, and big, big audiences all around digital, how the digital age has changed dating and relationships and all things. And so in the spring, I'm doing one for the World Economic, an arm of the World Economic Forum about
Oh, interesting.
digital intelligence. And
Yeah.
for all that we are going to talk about, whatever we talk about as far as a platform today, there'll be a new one in 6 months. So technology is constantly changing. But the
Right.
one thing that doesn't change is human nature. We
Right.
really, so in this time period of all the change, I'm in a profession where no matter how we have to communicate and how bizarre it is, we're going to be the same animal.
Right.
So I may be in the one field that doesn't change.
Right.
You know,
Yep.
the factors change, how we date changes, but at the end of the day, we're still an animal that wants to love and be loved, that wants to feel a sense of belonging, that wants to
Right.
feel that our mate is proud of us. And
Yep.
those things, ladies, for those of you that are out there dating, for all the other women acting like, oh, I'm so good, you can't get this, you know, look at
Yeah.
me, I'm all that. The
Yeah.
man wants to catch that like you want to catch the wild horse. It's more for confidence, it's more for an ego boost. But that's one game going on. But the other one is when you stand next to somebody and you talk to them, there's a meeting of the minds and there's a truly warm smile. And he senses a real human being inside that body of yours that he
Yeah.
likes.
Yeah.
That is your strongest asset.
Yep, absolutely. So well said. And if I could like just summarize here and just talk about maybe the call to action for women when they are out of a divorce. I think you touched on this and you talked about it so well, that the first thing women need to do is first work on themselves, get to the point where they are feeling good about themselves and not feeling that vulnerable state. Then when they do approach online dating, to be very specific about what they're looking for.
And not ashamed to do so, and don't feel that it's difficult, or please don't feel like, oh, but I'm going to push them away. Yes, you will push them away. You'll push away
You
the
want
guys that,
that.
yes, who wanted to test drive you and dump you. Yes, you're going to
Yep.
push away heartache.
Yep.
That's, I mean, you're,
This is good.
listen, in love, there is no safety net ultimately, but the more that a man
Yes.
cares for you as a human being, the harder it's going to be for him to be really bad to you. So that's the bottom line.
Yep. So, yeah, absolutely. You want to weed them out.
Yep.
And then, next, when you are finding that you're in a relationship with someone, or you're getting to that stage where you're exclusively dating, communication is key. Being forthcoming, as you mentioned, with your walls down, and the strength to assert what your needs are and clearly communicate, and to ha and not to be afraid to have that connection.
Yes, and remember, it's kind of an equation. The more powerful and direct you become, you need to balance that on the flip side with being very attentive and very
Right.
appreciative.
The
Otherwise, they're just,
balance.
yes.
Yeah.
Because we tend to get a little heavy in one side or the other as we are trying
Right.
to correct ourselves.
Yes.
Maybe you came out of your last relationship feeling like you didn't speak up enough, so this time you're going to correct it. But always remember that you can get away with a lot. You can get away with a lot as a woman as long as you end up being loving and attentive and appreciative of your man. I mean, it is like water. They're a plant.
Right.
Relationships are a living plant. And
Yeah.
when you start to establish a foundation of appreciation in your relationship, that is, you've just bought a lifetime of miracle growth. It is going to be so good for you
Yep.
because appreciation breeds appreciation and the kindness and the sweetness. So
Yep.
check your reactivity, you know, make sure that you've kind of catch yourself. Now's the time to, you're smarter, you're older, you're smarter, you're wiser, you know what you want, you know what you don't want. So now's the time to really reassess what this relationship model is that you're going for and be very clear about it because you get to have what you want.
Right. Oh, well said. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited to have had this chance
Oh,
to
Lisa,
talk to
thank
you,
you.
Susan. It
Thank
was
you.
just wonderful. I think we've covered off on everything we need to talk about today. But again, thank you so much. And for the listeners out there, I really want them to know that they can connect with you through www.susanwinter.net. You can also find Susan. She has a podcast called The Susan Winter Show. And her books are wonderful as well. So thank you again, Susan, so much for f taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you, Lisa. Wonderful topic. Best wishes to all the ladies out there starting to create a new design for love that fits them where they are today. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.